Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, Christian Ferry, on the show. Christian is the president and CEO of Blockstar, a founder. He founded the Blockchain Compliance Alliance. He is a blockchain expert, and he's been quoted in Blockchain Humanitarian and other blockchain publications. And as you know, this is a topic that I'm fascinated by, and it's something that I am telling you that you are required to learn about, to know about. As sophisticated and complicated as it can be, we've got people like Christian to help us with it. Christian Ferry, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So even though we've talked about blockchain a fair amount on the show, I always like to have the various experts on blockchain to give us their definition of blockchain, what it is. And we know that it's the technology that was created to deliver Bitcoin. We also know that it is now a technology with its own identity, its own brand, and it's the technology that's being used in a lot more utilitarian ways. So talk to us a little bit about what you think. When you're describing Bitcoin to people, what do you say?
So yeah, you're absolutely right. So Bitcoin is what we call peer-to-peer money. So think of it, Napster, for example, right, where you have peer-to-peer file transfer. Bitcoin is just digital money that, you know, you and I can basically transfer to each other without the need of a bank or a middleman. And things started that way when a guy or a gal or a team of people by the name of Satoshi Nakamoto back in 2008 published this white paper, this document explaining how Bitcoin would work. And next year, 2009, it started actually getting operational, getting to work, right? So there's a concept called mining that basically replaced the needs to, you know, of a bank in a sense, right? So the need to verify transactions. And things started that way, although we didn't have the concept of blockchain up until a little later. Blockchain is the technology that supports, that allows Bitcoin to basically be what it is.
It's a platform. It's the platform, isn't it? I like to.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly right.
Isn't a platform a good way for people to think about? I mean, they're used to motherboards. They're used to, thinking about social media platforms. Isn't platform a good way for the novice to think about blockchain?
Yeah. In a very simple term, you can think of it as a database on steroids, right? If you think about just a regular database it's a container of information. The blockchain has some additional and special features, right? So it's decentralized, meaning nobody really owns it. It's spread out, and there's a copy in each and every computer out there. So not being owned by anyone, it's very hard to hack, right?
It's even more open source than the open source technology that we've known about. That was actually it's even more open source than that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's basically open source at the pure sense. You're absolutely right, and that's the concept that kind of drove blockchain. It's just to remove the middleman and just kind of have this efficient, transparent, and direct way to interact with people. Whether it's sending money, that's the first application. That's what Bitcoin was. But Bitcoin is just one application built on this platform, just like you said, Jim. But there are many, many more applications that are starting to be developed today that span healthcare, government, real estate, and so on.
But it's a record. It could be a contract. It could be verification of fulfillment of and performance activity. It could be, and then that triggers a payment. There are multiple applications that can be snapped into a blockchain, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, the concept, the baseline concept is just you have something that is capable to verify transactions,
right?
And record transactions, whether they are payments or data or contracts, in a very efficient way without the need of a notary or an insurance company or a bank the pure essence is absolutely right.
Or a probate office. A county probate office,
yeah, exactly.
Right? or a federal government, folks. Ultimately, who knows?
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. We come back. Christian Ferry and I are going to talk. He's going to talk to us about what his company is doing with blockchain and some of the things that he's working on. Ponytail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.